Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and this morning we're at the Westin in Savannah, and my special guest this morning is Ron Lee, who is Executive Director of the Resource Commercial Flooring Network. How you doing today, Ron?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you talking to our listeners today. For those people who may not be familiar with the Resource Commercial Network, naturally it's a network of contract dealers. Why don't you give us a kind of a rundown on your organization?
I'll give you my 30-second elevator speech. We are a group of, as Kemp mentioned, commercial flooring contractors, 62 companies and 85 locations across the U.S. We're in all the cities where there's, you know, tremendous population and most of the secondary markets. And this is a group that has roots about 10, 11 years old. That was a manufacturer-owned network. 2 years ago, we took it private, and it's a member-owned organization now. Very lean and mean, and the intent of this is to really connect the dots to these dealers with each other and to make sure that there is an opportunity for them to share best practices, grow their business, share information, and create opportunities for them that they just couldn't do as a small company.
And so we're down here actually in Savannah, and you're having your annual meeting, and you give us a flavor for some of the key events and what some of your members get out of this annual meeting.
Great. Well, the theme of the meeting is thriving, not just surviving in the changing economy. And we have brought in some speakers that are in the general construction law area with regards to collections and payments, best practices with documentation. We have brought in, and it's quite interesting, about three-quarters of these are small family-owned businesses, so we brought an expert in succession planning and family planning and all those dynamics that go with that. And all this intended to really grow their businesses, give them a flavor for what they may not get in their own marketplace itself. And then we introduced, the network itself introduced three initiatives that are centered around our commitment to sustainability and the collection process that we provide and the national installation network called Resource USA.
And why don't you delve into this whole recycling? You actually have coined a brand name for this recycling initiative that you've got, right?
That is correct. It's Ecollect, and we have trademarked. We've got the patent or the trademark back from the patent office on it. And this is an umbrella program that we are service providers. We do not have manufacturing or reclamation, but we are the collectors and the provide the logistics to get this material back to our supplier partners. We've spent a lot of time and energy in visiting their site locations, understanding what they need and want. And our goal is to challenge them to take what the commercial carpet arena gives them coming off the floor and find a way to make that happen. So we are the collectors, the logistics people, and kind of where the rubber meets the road to get that material back to them.
Actually, I was pretty impressed to hearing some of the details about it. I mean, you actually have got arrangements set up where you can have a tractor trailer dropped at some of these members' locations and then schedule some kind of a pickup and bring these things down to the areas where they can be then converted back into carpet. Isn't that right?
That is right, and I was impressed today when the question was asked how many people were involved in this program. We've had about 40% of the network are doing that today and have 53-foot trailers at their location loading materials going back to our partners.
Okay. You know, everybody's kind of seen what's going on in the residential market as far as this serious downturn based on downturn in the building and the credit crunch. Do you think that's going to come over into the commercial side of the market? I mean, up to this point, the commercial market's been pretty strong. What is your crystal ball telling you?
Well, you know, I think we can see about as far as mid to late summer, and backlogs are good. We turned the corner for the year in our network with the highest backlog on record for most of our companies, and that will probably play out through, as I said, the middle to the end of summer. We also believe that even with the commercial nature, for instance, in New York City, 200,000 people are going to lose jobs, and that's bad news for the economy generally, but that means a lot of reorganization and restructuring in these buildings, which is work for the commercial flooring contractor. So it's different work. It's work in a changing environment, and that's what we hope that we'll sustain this going through. We'd always know there's going to be change, and we're pretty optimistic. Can't look much beyond this year, but I think we're going to see a good year. I'm not looking for double-digit growth, but I'm not looking to be flat either.
One other thing I think about while we're down here, I mean, this is not only a meeting of most of your members, but it's also an opportunity for some of your key suppliers to be down here and to be with and associate with some of your members. I think you have 20 or so different suppliers that are here that are tied with your organization. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, we can. We do have 20 plus that are actually showing here. Most of them have single, some double booths. And while some brought product, the real intent of this show is the relationship and to understand our business model, to share with them how we go to market and ways to grow that relationship together. These suppliers are key to our success. If you'll look at our model says we generally have two suppliers in a category so that we can give them market share growth. We try not to saturate. We want to make sure we have the right players, but we don't want to oversaturate that. So we all need to step up and do business with each other and grow that relationship, and that's what that's about. They're involved in all the meetings, all the parts. There's no private member meetings here. Everybody's considered part of our network.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Ron Lee, again, who's Executive Director of Resource Commercial Flooring Network. We're down in Savannah, Georgia, and I'm Kemp Haar, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.